Well, one of the panelists today at the Autonomous Vehicle Forum is Dr. Hayter Rota, who is a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Michigan State University. He's also the director of Canvas, C-A-N-V-A-S, the Connected and Autonomous Network Vehicles for Active Safety. Dr. Rota, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
I want to follow up on some of your discussions, some of your comments during the panel discussion. And the first one is the distinction between autonomous and connected when we talk about these vehicles.
So, as you mentioned, there are really two type of technologies we're trying to develop. So one of them is autonomous driving. And under autonomous driving, basically the vehicle will be equipped with, sensors. These sensors literally act like the human eye, looking around, basically trying to recognize what's the surrounding and the environment around the vehicle. And also an autonomous driving vehicle will also be equipped with a computer, which basically acts as the brain in terms of making decisions, where to go around. So far, by having this combination of sensing devices and a computer on the vehicle, that makes it an autonomous vehicle. And that vehicle is not necessarily connected or it's not talking with other vehicle. If the vehicle starts talking with other vehicle, then we talk about connectivity. And that sometimes is referred to V2V, which stands for vehicle-to-vehicle communication, and also V2I, which stands for vehicle-to-infrastructure communication. So you could actually have vehicles that only do communication. They just talk with each other, or they talk with the infrastructure. In that case, you have only a connected vehicle, but it's not equipped, for example, with the sensor that an autonomous vehicle would have. So you have these two different flavors.
So when you put these concepts of autonomous and connected together, those are two pillars for what we're talking about with respect to this mobility word.
So these two technologies, to some degree, they are being developed really independently of each other right now. There are very few companies, very few universities trying to bring them together. I would like to attest that MSU actually is one of the universities that are bringing both autonomous and connected vehicles. As you see from our Canvas program, we start with C, which stands for connected, and then the second letter is autonomous. So we're bringing actually both those technologies together. Now, when you bring them together, we believe is going to enable a whole new host of mobility services that is much more powerful than having either technology operating on its own.
Well, that's a great segue into my next question. Specifically now, let's drill down to the driver, to the consumer. The advantages to a driver or a pedestrian when you link autonomy and connectivity?
As far as the driver, we could envision a time when you could, drive from Detroit to Chicago and you are completely productive in terms of enjoying yourself, through entertainment, watching TV. It's almost like you're sitting in your living room, right? Now, that's a much more enjoyable ride, right, of 5 to 6 hours, depending on traffic. Hopefully the traffic will be better when we have autonomous driving. That's another advantage. But in that context, you could see the impact on the occupants inside the vehicle. Now, when you start to look at outside the vehicle, we believe pedestrians will be significantly safer with autonomous driving. The vehicles will be equipped with very high-tech, 360-degree eyes, if you will, that's rotating all the time. In fact, every second, the eye will be rotating, I could give you some numbers, around 30 times a second, right? So, in fact, even more than that, I'm just giving a number just to give you an idea. And, that kind of capability, sometimes we refer to it as superhuman, because we human cannot do that. So the pedestrians will be safer, other vehicles will be safer, and also the occupants will enjoy the ride significantly more.
You mentioned the fact that there may be fewer vehicles on the road, and the nature of this program is to look at environmental issues. But are there some major environmental considerations with autonomous and connected vehicles that we need to take into account, that we need to know about, that will be beneficial from a sustainability standpoint?
This is going to be kind of a chain of events that will literally put us in a much better position in terms of being green. And I'm not mean green in terms of Michigan State, but I mean green in terms of, you know, being sustainable, you know, from energy point of view. So in that context, so what's going to happen, we really believe that enabling autonomous driving and connected driving will save fuel significantly because of the concept of platooning, where vehicles actually will be following each other, minimizing congestion. You don't even have to stop at an intersection anymore. You optimize that, minimizing the stoppage at intersection right now. That itself could be significant, and will have significant impact on saving, you know, green gas effect, for example. You know, those kind of stuff will enable a green environment significantly more than what we have today.
We're talking autonomous and connected vehicles with Dr. Haider Rota, who is a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Michigan State University. You mentioned in your remarks some of the challenges that are facing the development of these vehicles right now. For our listeners, what are two or three of the major challenges?
Literally, we're trying to teach a child how to drive. And this is really the major obstacle in terms of enabling autonomous driving. I always give this example. You know, we human actually, despite all the negative things sometimes people talk about in terms of not being safe and, you know, causing accident and so on, but we are really incredible beings in terms of recognition. We recognize things around us extremely well. Now, getting to the point where making the autonomous vehicle capable of recognizing all the different objects that we throughout our life learn how to recognize, that itself is a major, you know, distinguishing between a pedestrian and a vehicle. I give you one very, really key example. When we drive on the road, and if I am driving and I see a pedestrian walking on the sidewalk, if that pedestrian happens to be an adult, then, you know, I would know that the adult will be continuing in its path and I feel safe continuing in my driving. However, imagine if I start to recognize that pedestrian is a child, maybe a 5-year child that is walking by him or herself. Then me as a human being, I recognize that. I became aware of it. I become more careful the way I drive. That type of recognition is one of the most challenging things to bring an autonomous driving toward. And that's really part of the challenges under the area we call it artificial intelligence.
A lot of folks are doing research in the whole area of autonomous connectivity, mobility. Michigan State has got its niche. Are different universities and different partners collaborating or communicating with each other so there's not a lot of duplication of effort?
We are in discussions, obviously, with other, you know, with companies, with the University of Michigan. We have colleagues there that we talk with. At the same time, I would really like to highlight that MSU, literally for decades, have been developing really world-class technologies that at the core of autonomous driving. These areas include artificial intelligence, computer vision, in the radar area. MSU for decades have one of the strongest programs in the nation. So really, it did not take us a long time to recognize that MSU as an example to actually start to play a major role in this area. And we see how we complement, actually, other activities going on in University of Michigan as a key example, of course, and in industry. So we're talking with Ford, with GM, with all the, you know, big players, you know, with tier one companies. So we're trying to basically making sure that actually we work on research problems, not duplicating what they're doing.
Well, we could talk about this forever. This is such a fascinating area of research. I've been talking with Dr. Haider Rota, a professor of electrical and computer engineering at Michigan State. He's also the director of Canvas, the Connected and Autonomous Network Vehicles for Active Safety. As developments emerge with your graduate students and your colleagues, we'd love to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I could promise you that.